Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, the election denier that wants your vote, Mira Moradi and Ralph Macchio. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tuning in, and thank you for coming out in person. Good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Take a seat, everybody. We've got a really fun show for you tonight. A McDonald's legend is saying goodbye. We expose the truth behind recycling. And do you want to know what Trump in a dress looks like? Well, stay tuned to find out. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big story, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Starting with some fashion news. Adidas has officially ended its partnership with Kanye West after public outcry over his numerous anti-Semitic remarks. But good news, you can still get a pair of Yeezys. You just have to take a normal pair of sneakers and microwave them for 30 minutes. In environmental news, a new study by Greenpeace USA has declared plastic recycling as a failed concept, saying that only 5% of plastic waste was actually recycled last year. Yeah, and I can't wait to tell this to those people who always get mad at me for not putting my plastic in the recycle. Oh, you didn't unscrew the thing. You didn't unscrew it. Yeah, this is why I didn't do it. I mean, I didn't know that at the time. I was just being lazy. But this is why I did it, for the future. But you realize what the solution is here, right? We need to stop using single-use plastic. We just need to stop using it. And not as people, it needs to be banned from the top. No more plastic water bottles. We all do it. I do it. We all do it. No more. We need to be drinking out of materials that are easier to reuse, like glass or tin or the skulls of our enemies. Yeah, our ancestors knew what they were doing. I have thirst. Bring me the skull of Jehoshaphat. Unless my Garfield mug is clean. Is the Garfield mug clean? No? Then bring me the skull of Jehoshaphat. In fast food news, McDonald's has announced that they're once again bringing back the McRib, but this time they claim it could be the last time ever. Which is shocking to me. I never thought people who eat the McRib would outlast the McRib. Wow, you learn something every day. All right, let's turn to the big news of the day. It's about the midterm elections. You know, that all-important day in November where you vote for a senator or a congressman and then a bunch of positions you're not even really sure are real. But this November, there's one governor's race that could change things, not just for their state, but for everyone. And I'm talking about Arizona. It's the state for people who like Texas, but wish it had more scorpions and old people. Right now, in Arizona, Republican Carrie Lake is in a neck-and-neck race against Democrat Katie Hobbs. And if Lake wins, it could change the course of American democracy itself. So, let's get to know her better in our latest installment of Fringe Watching. Meet Carrie Lake. candidate for Arizona governor and boss who's gonna send you back to Starbucks until you learn the difference between a flat white and a latte, you moron! Of all the newcomers to MAGA politics, Carrie Lake is making the biggest waves. She defeated a mainstream Republican in the primaries. She's endorsed by Donald Trump himself, right? And she insists on saying Merry Christmas even in July. And every time she opens her mouth, every single time she speaks, you can see why the Trump crowd loves her.
As governor, I will issue a declaration of invasion, finish President Trump's wall, blow up the cartel's drug tunnels and surveillance drones, and deploy the Arizona National Guard to stop illegals from entering.
Between anti-American history that's being taught, inappropriate sex education, and the racist critical race theory, or as I like to refer to it all, woke curriculum, it is teaching our children hatred. It's time to take a sledgehammer to the mainstream media's lies and propaganda.
During Pride Month, Lake tweeted, "They kicked God out of schools and welcomed the drag queens. They took down our flag and replaced it with the rainbow."
Katie Hobbs thinks there are 47 different genders. Why don't you go out and try to milk a bull and tell me how that goes?
GOP strategists say she's taking Trump's message and morphing it into her own.
You can call me Trump in a dress any day.
No! No! Why did she say that? Now I'm picturing it, Trump in a dress. I didn't want that image in my head. I can see it now. The balls are just dangling in the breeze. They look like two tiny mandarins. And each one has a comb over. Why did she say that? Why? But yeah, as you can see, Carrie Lake is full-on MAGA-rific. She hates illegal immigrants, drag queens, and the mainstream media. I mean, did you see how she just smashed the shit out of those TVs? Which, for some reason, are all from 30 years ago. No, really, why are those TVs so old? What, is her whole campaign just an excuse to clean out her garage? Big government is just like this lawnmower that I no longer need. Yeah! Also, for the record, if you disagree with what you see on one channel, you don't have to sledgehammer the whole TV. You can just change the channel to something different. We have that technology now. It's the future. Now, if you've only been following her for this election, you might think she's your standard right-wing Republican. You know, MAGA this, hang Mike Pence that, normal stuff. But what makes Carrie Lake's story fascinating is not who she is, but who she used to be.
Carrie Lake used to be known in Arizona as a charismatic newscaster.
He's a lion, hear him roar.
A staple on Phoenix TVs for more than two decades.
Just over a decade ago, she was an Obama donor. Her friends described her as liberal, and yet you saw her shift slowly and gradual over the last decade.
In 2015, several of her friends say she found Trump to be funny and defended his crassness. She began spreading internet conspiracy theories.
You can take the hydroxychloroquine as a preventative.
Although Lake has criticized drag queens, she was friends with a popular local drag queen for 20 years and often went to his drag shows.
Yeah, believe it or not, Carrie Lake went from being a popular local newscaster to hating the media. She was personal friends with a drag queen, and now she says that they're a danger to children. Plus, she was a donor to Barack Obama's campaign, a donor. And now she rolls with a guy who thinks Obama isn't even American. Like, I've heard of people being open to change, but this is almost not the same person. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we found out that the real Carrie Lake is locked up in a basement somewhere while this MAGA alien pretends to be her. Because this is a bigger transformation than the drag queens that she suddenly hates. Which, by the way, is particularly shitty. It's already horrible to turn on any friend, but betraying the one who taught you how to get your contouring on point, that is unforgivable. And you know, over the past few years, this seems to have happened to a lot of people. Like everywhere. Everyone has a story about this. They used to be normal, living a chilled life. But then they clicked on the wrong Facebook post. Or they got sucked in by a few YouTube videos, and the next thing you know, they believe the Care Bears are actually a democratic sex cult that's gonna penetrate your children with rainbows. And while she sounds just like Trump on most issues, there's one thing Carrie Lake has in common with Trump that is especially dangerous. And I'm not talking about a friendship bracelet with Kim Jong-un. No, no, no. I'm talking about her refusal to take an election L.
Anybody who was involved in that corrupt, shady, shoddy election of 2020, lock them up.
No more stolen elections. We have this illegitimate President Biden. We will no longer accept rigged elections. Who's with me on that?
You've said that you think Trump won Arizona in 2020. Do you still believe that?
I believe Biden is the president just like OJ is innocent. The system is corrupt.
In Arizona, the Republican candidate for governor is refusing to say whether she'll accept the results of the upcoming election if she loses.
Will you accept the results of your election in November?
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result.
If you lose, will you accept that?
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result.
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result. I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result. You realize, thanks to Trump, every Republican running for office now is just like a whiny little kid who refuses to lose a board game. Right? They used to be like, we are the party of personal responsibility. And it's like, well, it looks like you lost the election. Do you take responsibility for that? It's not my fault. It was stolen. I'm the governor. I am. Why? Why? And by the way, it's ridiculous to compare Trump's election loss to OJ's murders, right? I mean, for one thing, OJ had a much better legal team. And also, that was the system doing its thing. But maybe you think Carrie Lake's election denials don't concern you. You know, maybe you're thinking, hey, I don't live in Arizona, Trevor. The only issue that affects me there is whether their iced tea stays at 99 cents. But you'd be wrong. Because you see, Arizona isn't just where your aunt gets all her turquoise jewelry. No, it's also a key swing state that helped push Joe Biden over the top in 2020. And if Carrie Lake becomes governor, she could have the final say over who wins it in 2024. And it doesn't sound like she's going to be shy about getting the result that she wants.
In the last 24 hours, you said the 2020 election was stolen. Would you have certified Arizona's results?
Hell no.
In 2024, would you be willing to put the country into position potentially of a constitutional crisis by not certifying Arizona's results?
In 2024?
If you were governor, that would come down to you.
Let me ask you, Vaughn. Would you certify a crooked, corrupt election? Would you certify a crooked, corrupt election? Just to make peace. Yes, no? That's not how I operate.
Oof. You know things aren't looking good when the future of your democracy is being decided in a Home Depot parking lot. But just think about it. Think about what Carrie Lake is saying. She's saying that if the election in 2024 is stolen for Biden, the same way the last election was stolen for Biden, then she's not going to approve the results. And that would be chaos. That could throw America into a constitutional crisis like it's never seen before. Who knows? Maybe even another civil war, which is bullshit. Think about it. Some local newscaster gets way into Trump fan fiction, and now I've got to grow out mutton chops? Huh? I mean, can I pull it off? Yeah, but it's got to be for the right reasons. And I know you might be saying, oh, relax. Trump tried to do a coup last time and it didn't work. Yeah. The only reason it didn't work is because there were various Republicans in key positions who didn't go along with it. But if those people get replaced by people like Carrie Lake, it's a whole different story. Because you see, you don't need to storm the Capitol when your friends have the keys. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on the traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody!
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Bud Light. Free beer all over the freeway, just at I-20 on that off-ramp. It's free beer. Yeah, take the truck, get as much of it. It's Bud Light, but we'll still drink the shit. If not, we'll flip it. Yeah, we can make a lot of money.
What are you...
Hey, let me just right back. Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on? Are you...
In traffic.
It looked like you were telling...
Free beer.
Yeah, you were telling your friends to go and get beer from a truck that...
Well, no, to rescue the beer. The beer... need to be rescued. I was listening to you, though. I was still listening to what you're talking about, man. You're talking about the Karen Lake. Yeah.
No. Carrie, not Karen.
She still got a Karen haircut. So it's still...
All right, let's get to the traffic, please.
I'm gonna get to the traffic. Also, the McRib. You said the McRib is gone. That's it.
Yeah, well,
this is the last ride for the McRib.
They said they're gonna cancel the McRib.
What did the McRib do? Did it say something about Jewish people or something? I thought the McRib is an ally. The McRib has been an ally for years and years. We all know why McDonald's canceled the snack wrap. We know what the snack wrap said. That made perfect sense.
I don't know. What did the snack wrap say?
I'm not going to repeat that on television. Also, you can't cancel the McRib. The McRib, you're talking about recycling. The McRib is friendly. It's eco. It's good for the environment, the McRib. The McRib is recycling. Did you know every McRib this year is just an unsold McRib from last year?
Oh, what? No.
That's how they do the McRib.
No.
That's how they, when the McRib season ends, they put them in storage in a warehouse in Indiana, like Christmas decoration. They just put it up in the attic.
No, I don't want to think of that.
Also, the McRib, man, look, I don't know what your relationship is with seasonal food, but the McRib come around every year, and that's joy. That's joy. The McRib, you know what the McRib is? The McRib is that uncle that show up once a year, and you have a good-ass time with that uncle. That uncle teach you how to fish. He let you sit in his lap behind the wheel so you can blow in that tube so his car start. He teach you about cocaine. This is a good uncle. He teach you all the ropes, and then he just disappears. And you miss him, but you know deep down your life is probably better off without him. You won't do the traffic.
Yeah, the traffic. Thank you.
If anything, you know what McDonald's need to get rid of? They need to get rid of all that damn Shamrock Shake. That's what they need to get rid of.
Why would they need to get rid of the Shamrock Shake?
Damn ooze. It looked like some sewage. Sipping on sewage?
Well, they're getting rid of the McRib.
I just don't think it's right, man. If you want to get rid of something, man, get rid of all them other mystery meats.
You're
talking about the McRib, or you get rid of all the other mystery meat? Beyond meat. Beyond what? Beyond. Oh, it's an impossible burger. If it's impossible, then how am I going to eat it? How am I going to eat the burger if it's impossible? That's stupid. I don't know beyond meat. I don't know where impossible burger come from, but I know where the McRib come from, the rib. I know that. Half the time, the sauce do half the work anyway in the McRib. It could be a dish sponge. Hell, I don't know. You want some traffic, though, right?
Yeah, because it's gone. It's gone now, Roy. So, yeah, let's do the traffic.
Look, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm not worried about this. I'm gonna stay positive. I'm gonna stay positive because you know, all the greats take a break, then they come back. All the greats take a break, they come back. Jay-Z took a break, retired, came back. Jordan took a break, retired, came back. Jesus left, came back. So, the McRib is up there with the greats. The McRib better come back. In fact, let me just talk to McDonald's. I can't even talk to you. I talk to McDonald's right now. McDonald's, talk to Ronald. Hey, Ronald. How you doing, Ronald? It's me, Roy Wood Jr., customer of the month, McDonald's, Birmingham, 5 Points West. Look, if you dare, as an organization, to certify the cancellation of the McRib, I will not accept those results. I'm gonna get a group of people together, and we're gonna travel, and we're gonna march down to McDonald's headquarters. We're going to McDonald's the first week of January to start the year off with a bang. You with me on that, man? We're gonna storm the McDonald's office.
Marching in January, that's a familiar road.
This is a whole brand new plan. We're gonna hang Grimace. Look, and I know he ain't got no neck, but I'm gonna figure something out, man. You coming with me, man?
I am not coming. I think we should cut this off. Let's just cut this off.
That's what I'm talking about. The media, as soon as you start talking about something, the media starts muting you and controlling you.
When this is starting, McDonald's is starting. We're gonna take a quick break, and after that, we're gonna be talking about how AI is gonna change our forever. So don't go away.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Over the past few months, you've probably seen the internet has been abuzz with original art or realistic images that are completely generated by AI. So now, things that only exist in your imagination, like a banana hitchhiking on the side of the road, or a Knicks player holding a trophy, you can just type it in, and a few seconds later, there it is. Anyway, we wanted to find out more about this technology, which is why my first guest is the chief technology officer of OpenAI, the company behind DALL-E 2, the artificial intelligence system that can generate images from text. Please welcome Mira Murati. Mira Murati, welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you for having me.
So many people have seen the images that DALL-E creates. Many people may even think they understand it, but let's get into it. Like, how does an AI create an image? Because it's not copying the image. Taking from something else. It is creating an image from nothing. How is it doing this?
Exactly. It's an original image, never seen before. And, we have been making images since the beginning of time, and we simply took a great deal of these images and we fed them into this AI system. And it learned this relationship between the description of the image and the image itself.
Right.
It learned these patterns, and eventually it was generating images that were original. They were not copies of what it had seen before. And basically, the way that it learns, the magic is just understanding the patterns and analyzing the patterns between a lot of information, a lot of training data that have fed into the system.
There are people who are terrified about this. I mean, for instance, there was an art competition, and the winner in the art competition used a version of this kind of software, whether it was DALL-E or not, I don't remember, but they used a version of this kind of software to create an art piece that won the competition. Artists were livid, you know, they were like, well, this is not art, it was created by, and the artist said, no, the same way you use a brush, I use a computer, and that's how I designed this.
Right.
In creating AI, are you constantly grappling with how it will affect people's jobs and what people even consider a job?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's, the technology that we're building has such a huge effect on society, but also the society can and should shape it. And there are a ton of questions that we're wrestling with every day. With the technologies that we have today, like GPT-3 and DALL-E, we see them as tools, so an extension of our creativity or our writing abilities. It's a tool. And, there isn't anything particularly new about having human helper.
Right.
You know, even the ancient Greeks had this concept of human helpers, you know, that when you'd give something, you know, infinite powers of knowledge or strength or so on, maybe you had to be wary of the vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. And so these concepts of extending the human abilities and also being aware of the vulnerabilities are timeless. And in a sense, we are continuing this conversation by building AI technologies today.
Well, it might be frightening because some people go, oh, the world is going to end because of this technology. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's very fun. I'm not going to lie. No, because like, you know, DALL-E, for instance, doesn't just create an image from text. You know, you've also gotten it to the point now where as a company, you've designed it so that it can imagine what an image would be. So, for instance, there's that famous image. You know, it's the girl with the pearl earring.
Right.
And it's a famous image, right? But what DALL-E can do is you've got the famous image, and then DALL-E can expand that. That all of the use, everything you're seeing there never existed. So DALL-E's like, well, this is what I think it would look like if there was more to this image. It can assume, it can create, it can inspire.
Yes, it can inspire, and it makes these beautiful, sometimes touching, sometimes funny images, and it's really just an extension of your imagination. There isn't even a canvas, or the boundaries of paper are not there anymore.
How do you safeguard then? You know, someone might look at this technology and go, well, then, you know, you could type in a politician was caught doing something here. Now I've got the image. You know, you've got, and now or the politician can say, oh, that's not me. It was made by that fake program. We can very quickly find ourselves in a world where nothing is real and everything that's real isn't, and we question it. How do you prevent, or can you even prevent that completely?
Yeah, you know, misinformation and the societal impact of our technologies, these are very important and difficult questions. And I think it's very important to be able to bring the public along, bring these technologies in the public consciousness, but in a way that's responsible and safe. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have chosen to make DALL-E available, but with certain guardrails and with certain constraints, because we do want people to understand what AI is capable of, and we want people in various fields to think about what it means. But right now, you know, we don't feel very comfortable around the mitigations on misinformation, and so we do have some guardrails. For example, we do not allow generation of public figures, so we will go in the data set and we will eliminate certain data.
So if you type something in, you can't pull up, it can't create a politician for you. It won't be a picture of that person.
So that's the first step at the training of the model itself, just looking at the data and auditing it, making interventions in the data set to avoid certain outcomes. And then later in the deployment stage, we will look at filters, applying filters, so that when you put in a prompt, it won't generate things that contain violence or hate, and make it more in line with our content policy.
Wow. So let me ask you this then. You know, obviously part of your team has to think about the ethical ramifications of the technology that you're creating. Do your team also then think about the greater meaning of work or life or the purpose that humans have? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, most of us define ourselves by what we do, i.e. our jobs. As AI slowly takes away what people's jobs are, we'll find a growing class of people who don't have that same purpose anymore. Do you then also have to think about that and wonder, like, what does it mean to be human if it's not my job? And can you tell me what that is?
You know, we have philosophers and ethicists at OpenAI, but I really think these are big societal questions that, you know, shouldn't even be in the hands of technologists alone. We're certainly thinking about them. And you know, the tools that we see today, they're not the tools that are automating certain aspects of our jobs. They're really tools extending our capabilities, our inherent abilities, and making them far better. But it could be that in the far future, you know, we have these systems that can automate a lot of different jobs. I do think that, as with other revolutions that we've gone through, there will be new jobs, and some jobs will be lost, some jobs will be new, and there will be some retraining required as well. But I'm optimistic.
It's interesting. It's scary because change always is. But as long as we have koalas riding bicycles, I think we're headed in the right direction. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. I appreciate you. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, will be joining me right here. You don't want to miss it. Thank you very much.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My next guest tonight is an actor and producer you know from films like The Karate Kid, My Cousin Vinny, and the hit Netflix series Cobra Kai. He's here to talk about his memoir, Waxing On, The Karate Kid and Me, which is available now. Please welcome Ralph Macchio. Karate Kid himself.
Yeah, kinda.
How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to see everyone here. It's awesome.
You are somebody who has defined a generation. You are somebody who now is in the next phase of defining a new generation on streaming, on Netflix. Your face became synonymous with a move. You've got that on the book. And you wrote a story that I'm going to tell you is one of the more honest accounts of anybody's life. I would love to know why you chose to go into the depth that you went into. Because you could have kept it safe, but you tell everything.
You know, it's very specific. I walked in the shoes of this character that has been so impactful and so inspirational, aspirational, wish-fulfilling for decades. You know, I was the lucky guy that got the part.
Right.
But I wanted to be honest about what that journey has been. It's never gone away for me. It's always been a part of me. The fans give so much back for the 38 years. Yes, I said it out loud, folks. But there's such a two-way street of inspiration. And now with the Cobra Kai show exploding the way it has and opening up for the next generation.
Yeah.
I mean, I have 12-year-old kids that know who Mr. Miyagi is.
Right. You know, you think of this legendary actor and you go, he was always Mr. Miyagi. And yet you talk about how when Pat came in for the audition, before he auditioned, everyone was like, I don't know if this guy will be
Mr.
Miyagi.
Well, they didn't want him for some of the studio and the producer didn't want him for the role because they were looking more like Toshiro Mifune, some of these Akira Kurosawa, the Seventh Samurai actors. And so Pat was, he was Arnold from Happy Days for me as well.
Right.
I was part of my, it was Tuesday nights. I mean, I watched Arnold, you know, so I was, you know, we all kind of questioned the depth and breadth of his chops. He came in there, I can only explain it as soulful magic, which is what I titled his chapter.
Right.
And it was instantaneous. It was a give and take. A great deal goes to the writing, but it was elevated by the two guys that were meant to play those parts.
And that's what I love about how you tell the story, is that I can't imagine another world. I can't imagine Mr. Miyagi being like this buff
right.
kung fu. What made him so special was he was surprising.
He's a human Yoda.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. You're also really vulnerable in the book, which I appreciate, because as you said, many people looked at your life and went, man, this guy is lucky. And in many ways you were. Mm-hmm. You were the Karate Kid. It was a massive blockbuster. It was all over the world. And then because of that, your career was essentially done. You talk about how you couldn't get another job because people said, well, you're the Karate Kid. You can't be anybody else.
Yeah, it started to, I had two things working for and against me. One, I was associated with a role that was, you know, famous for being an iconic character right away. And two, I decided to age very slowly.
Look great, by the way.
So
I'm just
thank you
say.
Very much. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you actually do.
But, so now I wasn't able to graduate sort of out of it. And then I had missed opportunities because I was locked into a three-picture contract.
Yeah.
So that made it when there were certain other projects I wanted to be involved with, I couldn't, you know, what the thing that I've been able to do is, and I write to this in the book, I've always kept one foot in and one foot out of it.
Yeah.
And therein lies for me the balance. There you go. That's a Miyagi-ism. But it is, there are lessons in life from that film that I use in my own life and share with people. So it's with readers, it's about how to navigate through that and keep your focus. And then stuff came back around. Always through those dry times, I kept myself creative. I jumped back to writing screenplays, shooting films, doing guest spots here and there. And then somehow the universe has me on Netflix on a big TV show.
On a massively successful TV show with people loving you, a whole new generation loving you. And can I just say, if I don't know who's working in like ad agencies for like anti-aging creams and all these other, if they do not design a line around you and they call it wax on, wax off, they're wasting their money.
That's right.
You are the face of it. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you did for all of us. Waxing On is available now. It's a fascinating book. Go out and get it. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that peaceful protesters in Iran are risking their lives to be heard right now. The Center for Human Rights in Iran is helping to bring their voices to the international stage, and it provides legal aid for political prisoners and victims of violence. So if you want to help them in this important work, then please follow the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember to tell the MacRib in your life that you love it, because you never know when it'll be gone.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.